from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This election has taken a worrying twist.
The campaign heats up.
Well, I think it was a coup.
Some of their stuff to just be plain weird.
She's more liberal than Bernie Sanders.
Every move, every breaking event.
I trust the sky to get it right.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick in the House. And good morning, Kat. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. We're doing good, except for our not-so-great showing of the season opener for the Gators. Oof.
Yeah, but I got a feeling they're going to turn around and win this next game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a safe bet.
Hey, what about requiring proof of citizenship to vote? It's a common sense and a logical type thing, but, you know, maybe that's the reason why Democrats are against it. Where does it stand now in the House?
So this is the big fight that's brewing, you know, and I've been here in Florida going around the district talking to different groups about what this deal is shaping up to look like. And we've known that this was coming since July. And of course, now it's starting to get the attention, and it's really, really frustrating because what we are now presented with is a continuing resolution, a CR, a rubber stamp of Nancy Pelosi's spending policies, but an attachment of the SAVE Act, which is the bill that requires states have proof of citizenship along with voter registration. Because currently, many states, they only require you to check a little box that says, I am, in fact, a United States citizen.
Right, and it's a felony if you lie, but it rarely gets utilized.
If ever, right? And so this toughens up the penalties, and it actually provides a list of documentation acceptable for different entities and states to actually certify that it's just citizens voting in the election. And the Democrats are adamantly against this. And of course, the thing I hear most often is, oh, well, it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote. And my counter to that is, then why do you have a problem with this? This just makes it so it's a little bit tougher on the penalties. And we're guaranteeing that, in fact, non-citizens can't vote. So it's a very, very simple measure that would get attached to this continuing resolution. But as Chuck Schumer in the Senate has laid out, they're not going to pass it. So we're staring down the barrel once again of a government shutdown right before the election. And it's frustrating because this is something that should not be partisan. This is an American issue. No one should want non-citizens voting in their election. And yet, the Democrats are willing to shut the government down over it. And I fear that Republicans, not all, but some, will be willing to once again cave to, well, we don't want to shut the government down. We don't want to do this. No one wants to shut the government down, right? Because, and I point this out all the time to folks who say, shut it down, shut it down. Shutting down the government, you actually spend more money than when it's open and operational. People don't realize that. I'm not interested in spending more of taxpayers' money, and it's silly to think that shutting the government down actually saves money. It doesn't, spend more. So all the interesting components that are leading up until the end of September, which we'll be talking about this a lot more, I hope, but that's the crux of it, is the citizenship requirement of voting that's being attached to the CR.
I mean, you got to keep sending the message, and you got to stand strong for election integrity, and you got to tell it like it is. In my opinion, basically, it's the Democrats will literally do anything to win, whereas Republicans, by and large, want election integrity because they realize if people don't have faith in the system, we're going to have bigger problems than whether we have, you know, a continuing spending resolution or not, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you hit on something talking about election integrity. Right now, the Trump team and the Republican Party, we are engaged in a massive election integrity effort while we're working on the legislative front. On the grassroots front, we collectively have identified precincts around the country that need poll watchers and poll workers, and we're about a month out from that deadline because you have to certify each poll watcher and worker to the state. So since you opened that window and that door there, Bob, I wanted to just point out that in Alachua County, we have 74 precincts that we don't have poll watchers or poll workers in. And in Marion County, we have 106 precincts that we don't have the absolute most poll watchers and workers that we need. And so we really need help from people volunteering on both Election Day, but also during early voting. This is a request that the Trump team has made of us trying to really make sure that every single precinct is covered. And I know here in Florida, we really care about this. And so that's my plea to everyone listening is if you can work a couple of shifts or even a shift, that goes a long way in ensuring the integrity of our election.
Where does somebody who's interested in being a poll watcher, where do they go? Who do they talk to?
We are posting that information on all our social media as well as catforcongress.com. The Republican Party of Florida has those links listed, and I'm going to text them over to you and Greg so you can announce them on air as well.
We'd be happy to do that. And then quickly, we've got, two big stories. One is the CCP and their influence that came to light in Governor Cuomo and Hochul's administration. Yeah. Unbelievable. And I know you're not shocked by it because, unfortunately, this is going to be more common, isn't it?
It is. And was I surprised by it? No, absolutely not. Let us not forget Eric Swalwell and, you know, bang, 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 bang situation where, you know, she was able to infiltrate a member of Congress's office who sits on the Intel Committee.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is shocking to me and remains continually shocking is the lack of preparation, knowing that the CCP is looking to infiltrate the various levels of government from the federal all the way down to state and local governments, but the fact that we have not made any adjustments moving forward. I don't think people realize that members of Congress as well as their staff don't undergo background checks. And in my office, I absolutely do background checks on all of my team members because I think it's important to establish the trust that these people are who they say they are, that they can be trusted. That's what my constituents and our community demands of me and our team. So it's no surprise that they were able to do this much damage in the case in New York under the Hochul and Cuomo administration, that they got away with it for as long as they did because they're not vetting these people. They're not doing the background checks. And then you tack on what's happening with the Chinese purchasing all our farmland around the United States. It's infuriating. And I can't tell you how many pieces of legislation we have authored and co-sponsored to stop this. But once again, the Senate, they continue to stop it. And we don't have an administration currently that is taking seriously the threat the CCP poses. So that's why it's all so important that we get President Trump reelected so he can tackle this head on.
Well, look, the Chinese are playing a very long, slow game, and they know the weakness of many of our politicians and people in general is greed. And I think they've greased a lot of palms and they've bought their way in to places where they should not be. And like, you know, I said earlier, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But we appreciate your efforts.
Well, it's a serious threat. And whether it's through the purchase of real estate or infiltrating different government levels, we've seen it in academia where universities have been targeted. University of Florida has been targeted. We still have a situation where there were two individuals from UF that were identified. They stole IP. They stole a lot of research and fled the country. And we still don't have answers from that situation that happened right here in Gainesville. So it's a frustrating situation that is compromising our national security, but it has further reaches beyond. I mean, our allies are seeing this. We've seen foreign nations all the way down to small town mayors that have been bought off by the CCP. And like you said, Pop, this is the long game. They're in this for the long haul to really establish themselves as the premier global superpower by any means necessary.
Well, I think Trump and Vance get that, and all the down ballot folks, everybody is on board. You need to, you know, clean some of those folks out and get a new administration in there, and maybe they'll take some of these things more seriously. Congresswoman, we always appreciate your time. Stay safe.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Go Gators.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.